In 2 Kings chapter number 6, I'm going to preach something tonight that I'm calling A Simple Day with Almighty God. A Simple Day with Almighty God. In 2 Kings chapter number 6, beginning in verse number 1, you'll find that the Word of God does say this: "And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make a place there, where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, show us the reality of yourself. We've really already heard it confirmed through the testimonies. But show us the reality of thyself in everyday living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. So many, you know, I was thinking about this week after I mentioned and some of the confrontations had with Satan and evil. And just reading this story just kind of really reminded me of the magnitude of the Almighty God in everything we do. I love this story. So many other thoughts that I kept, you know, something God won't let you get away from something. You know, I was a guy asked me some time ago, I can't remember if I said it, he said, how do you dig those things out of the Bible? I said, how do you study the Bible where you find those truths? I said, I don't really, the Holy Spirit just enlightens, illuminates something. And it's just amazing. But this is just a simple story. And I wanted to call this A Normal Day with Almighty God. But you know what? I was looked in the Bible. The word normal is not in the Bible. It doesn't surprise me, because there's nothing normal, you know, because really the only person that could be considered normal, a normal Christian, would be Jesus Christ, because normal means conformed to truth or to, and Jesus is the only one really conformed to himself, because he's consistent with who he is, and he's everything, amen. He's everything all the time. He's perfect all the time, never fails all the time. He's all-powerful all the time. So Christ is always like Christ, amen, and we desire to be like him. But a simple day with Almighty God. Number one, if you're taking notes, mental or physical, first thing I'd like you to notice, number one, is a simple need arises. A simple need arises. In verse number one, they're dwelling. They got the sons of the prophets there. Elisha's training people and for the ministry of Christ. And they said, the place where we dwell is too straight for us. It was just too small. We're too cramped, too crowded. It'd be like if God were to fill this whole building tonight. I mean, and it's so packed where we have to sit on top of each other, you know. And that would be a blessing, by the way. And we would say, well, we need some more room. Amen. And they had a simple need arises. And just normal, not a big thing, but we just need some more room. So a simple need arises. In our daily lives, there's simple things that we just need to do. Not a big deal, but okay. A simple need arises. Number two, a simple request from his servants. In verse number two, they talk to him. They present the need. The place is too straight. Can we go build a little place and have a little more room? Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam. Let us make a place there, and he that we where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. So he's in agreement with it. The man of God says, Not a bad idea. Let's do it. And one just makes a simple request of the man of God, and one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. Would you just go with us? I know you said it's okay, but we just like to have you with us. Amen. I pointed out very often how Moses said, if the presence of the Lord would not go with him, he said, don't carry us up hence. And the man of God at this time, he represented the presence of God. And they said, even in a simple task, we want you to go with us. We found out from the testimony and just simple things we're doing that God is present. Monica with the car, Alexa at work. And if we took time, others of you have probably could verify those different things that on the job and different things. I was thinking today that how I won't go into the whole story, but when I needed to backhoe, when I had no experience, and because the guy that was working for me froze up, I just had asked, made a simple request of God, and God gave me the ability to do something that I'd never done before in a way like that many could not do it. And just simple things would manifest themselves. And simple request, Father, would you just be with me today? Number three, a simple, unexpected problem. And this is where it starts getting good here. In verse 4, he says, "And so he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, 'Alas, master, for it was borrowed.'" Now, many of you here may have never cut wood before. I've cut wood before, used axe when I was a young boy. And it's just a natural thing that sometimes the axe head gets loose. Sometimes it slips down, and sometimes you'll be cutting, and it slip off the end there. That's not a big deal. Just a simple, just normal living, normal work. And I never forget, a few years ago, we had a great windstorm. I can't remember if I was on deputation, but for some reason, I was passing back through my parents' house, and a lot of trees had blown down, and had this big tree out front, and they needed to move, and I thought, I'll just go out there with the axe and just chop that thing up. And which was not a terrible idea, except that I was out of shape and I had a dull axe. And after about 40 minutes, I'm thinking, okay, this was not a good idea. So instead of chopping it, I just picked up enough manhood to pick the log up and move the thing without chopping it up. But anyway, I found out that the axe head gets loose. And, you know, when we're serving God, there's going to be simple, unexpected problems. Things that just normally occur. And like I said, it's not a big deal. The only problem with this situation was it was a simple yet unexpected problem, but that simple problem actually stopped the work that they went with the man of God to do. Because you can't build a place to dwell if you can't cut down wood. You need the axe, you need the axe head. And this leads us to a simple supernatural solution. Now, for the average person, and again, I'm not sure, I don't believe average is in the Bible. The word average is not in the Bible either. But for the person that does not abide in the presence of God and led by the Holy Spirit of God, then they've got a real problem. Because, okay, the axe head was borrowed. And they may have an understanding friend, but that means unexpected. They got to come with some unexpected money or however they transact their business to take care of that situation. To most people, this is over because the axe head is in the water. There's obviously the water must have been deep enough to where there's no way they're finding the axe head. It couldn't have been a stream, or he would not have said, "Alas, master, for his borrowed," because if it was just a simple, small part of water, and they just, "Oh, I can see the thing. I just go get the thing." But because they requested the presence of the man of God. And again, or we should say presence of God. And because in a simple, unexpected problem, they cried out to the man of God or cried out to God, there was something supernatural that happened. And so the prophet here, he's just, "We're felling, you know." And I can just, can you just imagine different things going on in the mind, the people are there, you know, well, what's he going to do? What does it matter? It's gone. Where fell? Where did the axe head fall? It's gone. It's almost like Martha or Mary? I get confused which one. When Jesus said, "Where have you laid him?" And she goes, "Lord, by now he stinketh already." They've been saying, "Lord, if you'd been here, he had not died. But now that he's dead, your presence does not even matter." That's really what she said. Because where have you laid him? You know, he's dead. There's nothing you can do. Because, Lord, you failed to help according to the parameters by which I believe you had power and authority. So even though you're here now, there's nothing you can really do to make a difference. That's the way most of us operate our lives. Because we believe in it. Because if they said he was going to die. To them, if he'd got there before he died, they believed in the power of Jesus Christ that he could change someone headed toward death if he was there. But they did not believe that he could change someone that actually had already died. And they didn't know the Lord like we know him today. Amen. So, what a God. Amen. So, we got to be careful not to establish boundaries and parameters for God. And so he says, square pellet, and he showed him the place. And I would like to know how long he took to cut down the stick. I mean, I don't know what kind of stick it was. I mean, I guess he borrowed somebody else's axe head, or I mean, did he just cut one little whack, or was he just kind of, I could just see him, you know, and turn aside, and however it means he's cutting down a stick, you know, and like, what is he doing? You know, he's just cutting the stick down, and almost like Jesus when the woman taking adultery, and he's just right in the ground. We demand judgment. We demand an answer right now. And he's like, well, I'm not. So Jesus says, you work according to me. I don't work according to you. So he just writes down in the sand. You know? It's like when he said, they told him Lazarus was sick. He said, well, I'll just hang out here 3 more days. I'll abide to you both still 3 more days before he actually left. He abode still. I'm not exactly sure because I'm not looking at it. But he's cutting down the stick. And then a simple supernatural solution, he throws a stick in the water. I mean, if we didn't know the story, can you imagine being here? I mean, because obviously, I mean, if the water must have been deep enough. I mean, if you're ever slinging an axe, I mean, when you swing back, that thing comes off, it can travel a pretty good ways. You know, so because they're heavy, you know. And that thing's out in the water, and he cuts a stick, and he just launches that stick out there. And everybody's wondering, you know, what's this all about? And all of a sudden, I mean, everybody's watching because it's the man of God. Because they believed at least that when the man of God was present, there was something that happened that was beyond their normal way of thinking. And just like when we open the Bible and when we believe that God is present, we should really understand and recognize that something can happen in our lives beyond our normal way of thinking. And again, we really need to eradicate that word normal from our way of thinking. Then we could actually allow God to be the God that He is. You know, just like we preach Sunday, where is your God? God. You know, is He God just in the hills, or is He God everywhere? You know, and is He just God in the Old Testament that we read, or is He just God? Is He God in the New Testament, or is He still God right now? Amen. So, but He throws a stick out, and I love the Word of God. So I said, the iron did swim. It didn't say it floated, but it said it swam. And I never thought about this. In fact, like, I never thought about you right now. But I was thinking about, okay, let's say, okay, if the iron's out there back by Alexa, the axe head, and he throws a stick out there, and the stick hits the water. And the Bible didn't say the iron rose to the top. It said the iron did swim. So the axe head came out of the water, came up to the bank. Woo! I got a chill. I can't handle that. But the iron swam, man. I mean, every word of God is here for a reason. And so a simple supernatural thing happens beyond what anybody could believe or think because someone just cried to the master. The last master, for it was borrowed. You know, our lives are borrowed. You know, we're stewards of these things here. And there are times just in the simple course of serving God that some simple problems happen just in these bodies we walk in. And we need the Master to help us. And you know what? There's a simple supernatural solution if we just stop and say, help me. We have to say it's over. I mean, it's not some great flowing prayer of faith here. It's almost just like the Bible talks to the Abba, Father. Sometimes the child is in fear of it. Would you just do something? God, help me. Sometimes before I'm preaching, I say, Lord, would you just do something? Because whatever you do is right. And so in just a simple day, they are able to see the manifested power of the Almighty God just because they stayed with Him. We even neglect so often the presence of God that we just miss out on great things. And this is the last thing I call here a simple yet surprising instruction. Because it stood out to me today yesterday when I read this, verse 7, it said, therefore said he, take it up to thee. I just wondered, you know, the iron swam, and somehow it swam close enough to where he could get it. And they're all sitting there looking at this axe head. And they said, and the one is, said, no, you get it. No, you get it. I wonder what they're thinking here. I mean, are they thinking that if they step in the water, it's going to fall down? Or, you know, maybe because this is too good to be true. Is that really an accident? And so, the manifested power of Almighty God was right there. And what they needed was brought right there close enough to them. But they still would not receive the blessing of God. And they actually had to be literally told, you want it? It's almost like, didn't you want some help? You knew you couldn't do anything about the axe head, right? You asked for help regarding the axe head. I brought it right back to you. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? He said, take it up to me. Can I thought to myself when I read that, why did he have to say that? Why in the world, man? I'm thinking, maybe it had been almost like thought like a, you know, like a bubble. A little bubble, if you touch it, it pops, you know. A little child tried to catch him. Like I said, maybe they thought they broke the surface of the water, he would just sink again. I don't know how it happened. But in a simple day, just by doing something simple and staying in the presence of God with the people of God, doing the work of God, they were able to see God do something absolutely supernatural. They weren't even looking for it. It was natural. And I thought about, and the thing that makes this so amazing to me, I don't know if you catch this or not, because so many times I preconditioned myself to thinking I need to prepare myself spiritually for God to do something big for when I need a big miracle. But it's just like when you're actually just in the will of God, those simple but yet needs that are beyond your ability just show up. And God just wants to know, will you trust me? And it wasn't like Elijah didn't word some tremendous glowing prayer. Again, the servant didn't ask for something big of God. He just, I've got a need here. And man, he just did something very unusual. I said, here's a stick. Let me just... And the iron just went. You know, there's so much, and this is the difference between a lost person and a child of God. Because they don't have the Almighty to help them. I mean, you think about, I really wish I'd have had time to study out every scientific law that God broke to do that. Well, as far as I know, wood does not have any magnetic properties, right? so he allowed wood to be a magnet to bring the iron to the surface. And let alone, even if wood did have magnetic properties, the weight of the axe head was probably more than the stick, because it didn't say he cut a log down. And so even if it pulled on it, even if they could draw each other, the wood would probably go down to the axe head instead of vice versa. And since the iron swam, I don't know how he did that, you know. I don't know if it became bendable and just kind of, woo, God can do anything, you know. I mean, if we could just really understand every law that we've limited God to that was broken just so he could take care of something simple. I mean, they do a son to the prophets. I mean, they probably could have pulled together and got enough money, got another axe head. But no, they were learning about the reality of the God that they were going to represent before people in the stand and with boldness and authority say, thus saith the Lord. See, that's why this is really also important. Because then when you go to work tomorrow and you go in a job tomorrow, and you're not just saying, well, can I just kind of want to tell you about some of my religious beliefs? No, it's not about that. I'm here to tell you, thus saith the Lord. That's a big difference. You know? When you witness for Christ, you're not sharing what you believe and feel about something. You're sharing the great Almighty God. And if you, I just wonder, well, I know it was in this room, there's a lot of axe heads out here that probably have fallen in the water a few times. And for me and for you, many of us probably have some axe heads that are still in the water. But today, God says, no, I just say, alas, Master, would you help? And we'll be amazed at what God can do just with a simple request, just like the testimony by Jesus' name, and just God help, just God help your work, you know. You know, and just, I can think of numerous times that I prayed and asked God for wisdom on the job when doing things I didn't know how to do. I was thinking, I remember one day we were behind on jobs and I couldn't get anybody to work on the weekend. It was on the Saturday and they were griping all the guys working for me. Number one, they didn't like that God put me over them, and they were trying to test, see if I could figure out how to run this thing. And so I said, well, I'll just go load up early on a Saturday morning. Took a bunch of equipment that most of it I didn't really know how to use, you know. So I've taken this plow machine out. I'm going to go plow this guy's cave, and I'm asking God for wisdom for a job. And I get to this one house, and cable was standing above the ground. It's been above the ground because we were behind on work, I think, I don't know how many months. And I get there, and I'm with such and such, and we come today, and I bury your cable today. No, I don't want you to dig my ground. No, this is your phone line. We installed it. It's got to be buried. And the lady goes and whatever, and she claims and said, no, I don't want you to bury it. I go back in the truck, and I said, well, Lord, I never ran this court. What am I supposed to do? And so God said, well, just go write something out and make her sign it. And so I wrote up a little sheet of paper and said, ma'am, could you just so I don't get in trouble with my boss, could you just, I wrote this and say that, write your, I printed your name. Would you just sign this and say that you don't want me to bury the cable today? And she did. And 2 days later, I went home. Somebody tripped on the wire in the ground, and they got hurt. And so then she was late. Then they tried to file suit against the company because of negligence, because we didn't do the work according to a certain period of time. And the boss comes to me and said, well, what about this? I thought you wanted to do this work. And I said, yeah, but she wouldn't let me do it. Well, I mean, but why didn't you do it? I said, well, pull out a piece of paper. They had it signed, and they sent it off to the people above us, and they said, "That." So where'd you get that guy from? He just saved your company probably about $40,000, you know. And I said, glory to God, because I didn't know that wasn't in the manual. And they were just amazed, you know. And there again, those you don't remember the story, that company prayed for 6 months. That God was sending them a Christian employee, you know, and I was the one, you know, God sent me there against better judgment, because I was the iron head, not the iron man. I didn't know how to do this stuff, and God allowed some phenomenal things to happen just in simple things. Simple need arrived. I had to make a decision. Well, I don't know. There's nobody to call. What am I supposed to do? I just called on the Lord. And in your lives, there's just, see, the Christian life is simple if you stay with the Almighty God. So the next time you have a simple need arise that's in the plan of God, just, you know, go with it. Say to them, up to the councils. They got counsel from the man of God. Said, confirmed it was a good direction to go. Then when they had that simple, unexpected problem, they didn't just give up. They could have just thrown their hands in hair. Well, this is over. I got to go buy another. I got to go tell my friend. His axe head is gone. They cried to the master. Said, alas, master. It was borrowed. And then, know what you do next? Don't move until the master moves. Because they waited. And when he's putting a stick down, they didn't say, what you going to do about it? They waited. And he cast that stick out there. I'm glad I wasn't there, because I'd probably broke all soberness. I don't know what was going on, but I've been jumping upside down on the bank, you know. And then his iron swam. Whew, I wish you could see the Bible in 3D like I see it right now. I just see it making that pattern through the water. And I just see it's coming. Because they look, at first they look, what's that on the surface? You know, my iron, you know, swam. You know, maybe the iron, you know, like a lifeguard. You know, puts the person on the back and carries them in. Maybe did the iron get on top of the stick? You know, ride on it. Doesn't matter. But what matters is we don't serve a God that's limited by just what we can see, taste, touch, or smell. I mean, y'all, some of y'all can do this. Y'all can go home just when you're free time, when you're fooling around the computer anyway. Just try to, for yourself, figure out every scientific law that God broke to do that. For just, and it wasn't a big deal. You think about it. It wasn't some great big deal. But God changed the course of laws and things that He put in place just to authenticate the reality that everything He put in place, that He was in control of. You know, we look at these things and we determine how God can do miracles and how God can act based on things that He wrote Himself. And God has the authority. And the thing of it is, we make all these scientific laws and we think we have God figured out. That's what the problem is. You know, like I took physics and statics and all those type of things. I know about the law of thermodynamics and all those different principles. And I know God is in control of all of it. And that's why, like in geometry, there's things they call postulates and theorems. Sometimes there's certain things in science that they just say, well, we can't explain this, or this is the fact you work off of. In geometry, most people, they have trouble with geometry. They have trouble with it. They keep saying, why? You know, when I used to tutor in geometry, people would say, well, why is this true? Well, it don't matter why. It is. If you'll accept this postulate, this fact, you'll be able to work the proof that you have ahead of you. And if you'll accept this postulate as fact, your life, you'll be able to live the life ahead of you that God has for you. Amen. So let's go. Let's pick up the X and let's swing it. And I don't know about you, I might just pray it falls off. Woo! So that means it's okay to have a few problems every now and then because God is there. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for yet a simple yet powerful truth. And God, I just know there's some people in this room right now, since you had this preach, that they have some simple, unexpected problems in their life, probably this very night. And I just pray that because of what they've seen in the person of you, they'll just, instead of trying to go figure out how they're going to make enough money to buy another axe head, they'll just cry out to the Master. That they'll just say, Abba, Father, help me. And I pray you'll give them the faith to wait long enough for you to cut down the stick and to throw it in the water. And Father, I praise you for the fact that the iron did swim. I thank you for many times in my life, the iron swam through me. Father, bless these precious people tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I plead for you to increase the faith of every hearer. Take a moment and pray and meet with the Lord.